Americans kind of owe recycling to the mafia, and a huge mistake by this guy.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance. There was a cartel that controlled the flow of garbage.
Why we started recycling on NPR's Planet Money podcast.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Kilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson. Hey, Stephen.
Hello, Robin.
It is New Music Friday, and we're doing a quick run through the best albums out on July 26th, starting with the band Spoon and Everything Hits at Once.
The master returns. There's always some kind of war. And counting his steps, you know it's him at the door. Picture yourself a star in the further sky. Escape from the mess, it's gone when you close your eyes. What we need now's an accident. No one to blame and no bullets spent. All we need now's an accident. No one to blame and no bullets spent.
This is the band Spoon. The album is Everything Hits at Once, and the song we're listening to is called No Bullets Spent. This is actually a greatest hits album from Spoon, although the song that we're listening to is a new one that's included on the compilation. And apart from it being an excuse for me to play the music of a band I love very much, I actually thought it was a really fascinating idea to put out a greatest hits record in the age of streaming.
Well, and there's a terrific article about it on NPR.org that actually just hit this week by Matthew Perpetua, who explains sort of what the idea was behind making a greatest hits album in 2019, that the streaming services have these like essentials type playlists for major artists. And you can go to Apple Music or Spotify and click on a curated playlist of what the algorithms tell you are the best songs by each of these artists. The idea behind this one was to do that from the band's standpoint. And you listen to this record, and it's so funny. Like, their songs are like 3 to 3.5 minutes, and they just slice through. Each song just slices through the air. And so you get this 13-song masterclass in what Spoon is all about, because Spoon's catalog sprawls out for like 25 years.
People my age, I think so many of the albums that I bought early on were actually greatest hits records. And it's how I came to learn about so many bands, including, you know, like even big ones like The Doors' greatest hits or Queen's greatest hits. Or
the Eagles' greatest hits is the best-selling album of all time.
Yes, exactly. Or The Stones' Hot Rocks album, I think was maybe the first one of theirs I listened to. Spoon is the band. The album is Everything Hits at Once. Let's go next to the rapper YBN Cordae. His new record is called The Lost Boy.
Cheese up in the oven, grandma finished cooking. Thanksgiving round the corner, need banana pudding. Brought you home to mama, even though you said I shouldn't. Might not make the Christmas, but I'm hoping and I'm pushing for a better day. A good day in the making, but you never stay. I could say that you're faking on the real. Why you faking on the real?
Yeah. Yeah, you see, I brought you home to mama, introduced you to my cousins, met my aunties and my uncles. Know they crazy, they be bugging, but promise that I got you, didn't bring you here for nothing. No, we fighting, plus the arguments just leading to the fucking though. Some things never rearrange, I know we needin' change. All together through a deeper lane, come through, release the pain. I can be yo, I be proven, keep it real, what I be hoping. No, you see, all love is destined, yeah, our shit was highly chosen by the universe, the stars align. Your love is far divine, plus I'm really glad you keep it G, that shit is hard to find. Not to mention my intentions was always evolving time. Girl, I hope I'm in your future, cause I know you fall in mine.
Mac and cheese up in the oven, grandma finished cooking. Thanksgiving round the corner, need banana pudding. Brought you home to mama, even though you said I shouldn't. Might not make the Christmas, but I'm hoping and I'm pushing for a better day. A good day in the making, but you never stay. I could say that you're faking on the real.
This is the rapper YBN Cordae. His album is called The Lost Boy, and the song we're hearing is called Thanksgiving. And here to talk about this one is NPR Music's Sydney Madden. Hey, Sydney.
Hey, Robin.
I don't think I've ever heard a rapper rhyme ibuprofen and hopin' in a track before.
At least not this week.
It's like door hinge, orange.
But he's a rapper originally from North Carolina and just 21 years old, and this is his debut full length.
Yeah, as you said, he's from Raleigh, North Carolina, but he also spent a lot of time growing up in Maryland, and he's somebody who grew up on a steady diet of hip-hop all his life. So think of Talib Kweli, Mos Def. And he's being hailed as the bridge between what's called the SoundCloud generation. So you think of Lil Pump or Smoke Perp. He's a bridge between that and more of the OGs, some older rappers who've decried this new generation of hip-hop for having a lack of depth in their lyricism. So you can tell he's holding it down for the storytelling, but can deliver some tongue-in-cheek lines when he needs to. There's a lot of layers, and this album goes a lot of places. It's a really impressive debut.
There's also a lot of joy to it. You know, as much as you hear nostalgia and melancholy, there is also a sense of playfulness. And you read interviews and stuff, and he just talks about how other rappers sound bored.
Yes.
And he doesn't want to sound bored. And listening to the record, you can feel that same kind of playfulness and energy to it. I mean, the YBN collective that he comes out of started out as gamers. They started out playing Xbox Live and then shifted into hip hop.
And isn't that a sign of the times that one of the most intriguing rap collectives out right now, they all came together off of the gaming world, and they all live in different states and everything. And when it comes to playfulness, he is so unabashed about his little moments of immaturity mixed in with these deeper lines.
YBN Cordae is the rapper. His album is called The Lost Boy. Sydney, stay with us for one more. It comes from Burna Boy. His new record is called African Giant.
I like this. I can get you knocked for 100 bands. Did a tripod and they walked in. I see all my block is the Taliban. Put you in a car and never breathe again. Show you like I tell you. Ask me if I change, I tell you hell no. Tatted in my arms to my fucking elbow. Till they free my dog from the prison cell. So when I pull up in a Benz, it ain't no rental. I might blow a couple Benz just to make an entrance. So like they told my calendar, check my credentials. All this balling might offend you, fuck up your mental. That's Balenci on my torso, the bottom also. And the socks and the feet, probably even more so. Never send no shots to me, cause I'm doing tentos. I'ma send a couple shots to whoever sent you. Sure, you like I tell you. Ask me if I change, I'll tell you hell no. Tatted in my arm to my fucking elbow. Sticking to the code, you know I'm Velcro. Rudy, that's a bust down, it's full of diamonds. It don't tell the time, but it's 80,000. Bitch, I'm rocking houses, a large amount of stuff in my trousers. Bouncing with all your spouses, I get around. Cause non-stop, my shape is tip-top. Don't you ever get it twisted for what it is not. Marijuana give me wisdom, for run my kingdom. Never ever has it been done, you never seen some.
This is Burna Boy. His album is called African Giant, and the song we're hearing is called Show and Tell. It has a Future on it.
Yeah, this is one of my early favorites from African Giant, which is his fourth album. And if you don't know, Burna Boy is from Nigeria, and he is an Afrobeat star. And I'm going to say star because he's already cemented as one in Nigeria and in the genre itself. But this album kind of marks a great crossover that he's having. Other than Future, you got a feature from Georgia Smith, Damian Marley, Angelique Kidjo. This album goes a lot of different places. It's not just set in the Afrobeat or Afrofusion genre. And Burna Boy's having a good year in general. He just popped up on Beyoncé's The Lion King, The Gift album, which was a great highlight.
He's also been sampled by Drake. He's featured on tracks that Lily Allen has. He's done work with Lily Allen. Fallout Boy?
Yeah.
Which I was really surprised to read. But, you know, like you say, he's a big star in Nigeria, like mobbed if he's seen out in public. But it does feel like this could be a big year for him to maybe go globally.
Absolutely. In the case of Drake, Drake sought him out.
Right.
He was the one who was, like, actively trying to sample his work.
Yep.
It was really cool.
Burna Boy is the artist. His album is African Giant. Thanks so much, Sydney.
Thank you.
Let's do one more album before the break. It comes from Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. The album is Live at WOMAD 1985.
Nizar,
Wow. Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, this is from an album called Live at WOMAD 1985, and this is just a tiny excerpt of a song called Allahu. And here to talk about this one with us is NPR Music's Anastasia Tsilkas. Hey, Anastasia.
Hey there.
I barely know where to begin with someone as gifted and legendary as Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. It's been more than 20 years since his death in 1997, and he obviously left behind a very deep and rich catalog of material. Maybe we just start with why we're talking about him again now.
So this is kind of incredible, you know, considering he made literally well over 100 albums himself, and there's thousands and thousands and thousands of pirated versions and remixes and all the rest. But this was a milestone recording. This was his very first appearance for a largely non-South Asian audience. Peter Gabriel invited him to the WOMAD Festival in the UK, and he blew the socks off of everyone there. And this performance is really what catapulted him to worldwide fame.
Describe what one of these performances is like, because in a traditional performance, they might last all night. This one was condensed into just, a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Like a midnight set at this festival. And I can't imagine that many of the people walking in had any idea of what they were going to expect. So this is a performance of Qawwali, which is devotional music from a very particular tradition in places like Pakistan and India. And it's music praising God and some of the prophets, and also some love songs that you can understand either as like secular love songs, but also kind of mystically between someone who loves God and the divine. You have a lead vocalist, you have a supporting vocalist or two, and then you have a chorus. And it's a setup of men, and it's almost always all men, it's traditionally men. And the instrumentation is super humble, super small. You have these harmoniums, which are kind of like mini keyboards / accordions, a couple of drums, a tablo drum and a dholak drum usually, and then the chorus, the backup chorus, providing hand claps. And it's kind of this heartbeat of the music. And it's a very, very intense, very emotional and very intimate experience. And the amazing thing to me is, like, you know, if you take 1985 and this performance as kind of your launching point, he died in 1997. That's only a dozen years.
Yeah.
And he became kind of universally acknowledged as one of the greatest vocalists of the 20th century in like just over a decade.
Yeah.
Which astonishes me.
I discovered him when his music was featured so heavily in the 1995 film Dead Man Walking, which he did the music with Eddie Vedder. And I just remember thinking, what is this? I had never heard anything so amazing in my life. And I have to admit, I hadn't listened in a long time. So it was really great excuse to come back and revisit his work in this recording. Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, Live at WOMAD, 1985 is the record. Thanks so much, Anastasia.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for sharing this music. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, definitely. We still have a few more albums we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, plus our lightning round of other notable releases. But first, we have to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the Walton Family Foundation, where opportunity takes root. More information is available at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on July 26th. We start the second half of our show with Mikey Erg and his new album, Wax Built Castles.
To have loved, to have lost, to have cried so much you can't even see through the tears. If I'd have known how it'd go, would have run the other way versus squandering the years. How does it go? How does it go?
This is Mikey Erg. The album is Wax Built Castles, and the song we're listening to is called Clueless or Cruel. This is the solo project of Mike Yannick. He's a guy from New Jersey who came up in the hardcore and punk scene, but here he pulls way back and digs more into melodic pop.
Oh, definitely melodic pop. I mean, it's interesting. I saw in the press materials he said something like, I really wanted to make my version of Paul McCartney's first record.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. I mean, Mikey Erg, you said solo record. Determining what he is solo from, this dude has been in a bazillion bands, probably most famously the Ergs. He was in a group called the LLC, which was the house band on the Chris Gethard show, which was a great show. This record feels kind of janglier than a lot of the stuff that he's done, and it feels more like a pure, tight power pop record.
Kind of reminded me maybe a little bit in his voice, I almost like Elvis Costello crossed with Superchunk.
Absolutely.
You know, he says it was a real, Mikey Erg says that it was a real adjustment for him to kind of pull back on his vocals. And when he was in the studio doing this, the guy he was recording with had to keep telling him to like pull back, quiet down, because he's used to having so much noise behind him. But that thematically, his work hasn't really changed much from everything that he's done up until now. It's just, you know, he's still writing about lost love and relationships.
And betrayal.
And betrayal, yes, exactly. Mikey Erg is the artist. His album is Wax Built Castles. Let's go next to a truly beautiful album from Florist. It's called Emily Alone.
Sleep early, wake early. Folding in neatly, always that this is my life feeling, and I shut off all the lights myself. In charge of every light. I have a few plants, but I have rescued exactly none. None such connection to that deep magic. With these hands now as I know them, a new scar and wow, tons of plants. Plant-induced psychosis. Keep me close, I'm good and visible. Sitting in loss like a beanbag chair. If I lose my eyes, I burn them over the blow. Frozen in the stream to see the flood. The earth, fire, water, wind, earth, fire, water, wind, and lie down, lie down with me.
This is Florist. The album is called Emily Alone, and the song we're hearing is called Celebration. Florist is a band from Brooklyn that we've covered a number of times on All Songs Considered. But as the title suggests, Emily Alone, this is a solo album, essentially, from the singer-songwriter Emily Sprague, who fronts the band.
Yeah, Emily Sprague grew up on the East Coast and relocated to L.A. Her bandmates stayed on the complete opposite end of the country. And these are about finding peace in isolation and solitude and finding peace amid emotional pain.
She's been a seeker, I think, for a long time. The band's first couple albums, you know, she did after she had gone through quite a lot. The debut album in 2016, The Birds Outside Sing, she wrote that after recovering from a horrible bicycle accident.
Yeah, that's a great record.
Yeah, too. And then in 2017, the album was If Blue Could Be Happiness, mm-hmm. and she wrote that after her mother had died. And I think one consistent theme throughout all those records has been her ability to find joy and comfort in the smallest things that are easy to miss in life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's a great line in one of the songs where she says, I can't believe I'm real. And that to me just really captures where so perfectly where she is in her life and where she is with this music. Florist is the artist. The album is Emily Alone. We have one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but let's take a minute to mention some of the other notable releases coming out on July 26th. Bill Ryder Jones has an album called Yanni Yawn out right now, which is stripped down versions of earlier songs that he's done. BJ the Chicago Kid has a new record out called 1123. And the band Strange Rangers album, Remembering the Rockets, is out now. We just had them on a recent Tuesday episode of All Songs Considered.
Of Monsters and Men, the Icelandic band that had a massive hit in 2011 with the song Little Talks, they're coming back with their third album called Fever Dream. It's really easy to forget. Of Monsters and Men is a really terrific band. Yeah. If you've ever seen them live, there is tremendous energy and joy and spirit in what they do. This record, Fever Dream, is terrific. Violent Femmes are back, a band that has been around forever with an album called Hotel Last Resort. And the original Broadway cast recording of Hadestown. Hadestown just won a ton of Tony Awards. If you are not already a fan of Anais Mitchell's album of the same name, on which this Broadway show is based, I highly encourage you to check it out. This is a terrific companion piece to that Anais Mitchell record and a nice documentation of a pretty terrific Broadway musical that I also recommend.
All of those albums out now on July 26th, along with the last one that we want to feature. This is from the artist Kuko. The album is Para Mi.
Smoking broken windows.
Alright, bro.
I've been tripping off the tabs in my room. I don't know why, baby, but I'm feeling blue. Taking out a tab, an ounce of the shrooms. No, don't hit my line, baby girl, like who are you? I've been tripping off the tabs in my room. I don't know why, baby, but I'm feeling blue.
The artist is Kuko, the album is Para Mi, and the song that we're listening to is called Keeping Tabs. And joining us to talk about this one is NPR Music contributor Stephanie Fernandez. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome back. I think it's fair to say this is a pretty anticipated album. It's Kuko's debut after signing a seven-figure deal with Interscope, which was preceded by a bidding war that lasted months. Well, why don't you, for the uninitiated, why don't you tell us who Kuko is?
Kuko is a 21-year-old bedroom pop producer from Hawthorne, California, who became famous for his Spanglish R&B on songs like Lo Que Siento, which blew up in 2017 among Latino kids everywhere. He became a heartthrob, this regular Chicano kid from L.A. who's just uber meme literate. And now he's been the product of this bidding war. Interscope has also signed other Gen Z faves like Billie Eilish and Juice WRLD. So Kuko was just the next obvious choice.
So why do you think his music is hitting so hard right now?
Well, I think the reason he became famous is that regular Latino kids didn't see someone like this making regular music about regular things with just the charm and the humor and the love that Kuko makes his music with. So now that he has this platform that's bigger than he's ever had and can prove that he can move beyond the one-off single release and create an album that's involved and has a lot more depth musically and emotionally, I think his fans are really given a lot more to work with and think about.
Yeah, he's kind of nerdy. I mean, he's not the big, glossy, polished pop star that gets pushed usually.
And yet he is obsessively loved.
Yes.
Obsessively.
And maybe because of that, obsessively loved.
I think what Para Mi does well is that it builds on that in a much more interesting way musically that doesn't sacrifice that humor, that whimsy, and the earnestness of being 21. But he experiments with a lot different genres than just the, you know, R&B tinged with a bit of Chicano rap that he's done previously.
One thing we've talked about a lot on this show, and we've talked about artists like Lil Nas X and a lot of these very, very young artists, is that genre just means absolutely nothing to them.
Yeah.
And
nothing.
This really has that feel, you know, where there's just so much swirling together, especially as he brings in a lot of guests.
And I would say for as much money as he has behind this record, it doesn't feel like it was bred in a lab, you know, made by committee. It still feels very organic and very personal. Kuko is the artist. The album is Para Mi. Thanks so much, Stephanie.
Thank you.
That'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
If you want to keep up with the latest news from NPR Music about Tiny Desk concerts, new music, and more, sign up for our newsletter. Just go to npr.org/musicnewsletter. That's all one word, music newsletter. To see a list of everything we played and talked about on this week's New Music Friday and to hear full versions of the songs, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. You can also listen in Apple and Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR Music's New Music Friday playlist. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.